You are Locked On Washington Football Team, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On the Washington Football Team with the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Welcome, new listeners, old listeners. I am David Harrison, joined as always by Chris Russell. If you haven't already, please subscribe and follow the show. Leave a rating, leave a review. It'll help other fans of the team find us. When we're not here at the show, you can find Chris over the Team 980, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also find he and Pete Medhurst, as well as the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast on the Odyssey app. Chris also covers the Washington Football Team in writing for SI.com on Twitter. Find Chris at RussellMania61. Find me at DHarrison82. Find the show at LockedWFTPod. A new week. Chris, one more week closer to training camp, to preseason, to regular season action, and to what is hopefully going to be a very successful season for what looks to be a very talented Washington Football Team roster. But they did lose a little bit of talent as well, as they kind of churned over the roster trying to get things in place the way that this new regime wants it. One of those players that departed the nation's capital, Morgan Moses, and we had news over the weekend about where he has ended up.
Yeah, and this is not surprising. I mean, first of all, we knew, David, that Morgan was not coming back, obviously, here when he was released a couple of weeks ago. So that part we knew. He had been talking to the Chicago Bears, but it seemed like every indication was that he was closing in on a deal with the Jets. Now, it was initially reported last week. I know we talked about it, or one of us had it. I can't remember. That Morgan probably was going to get a multi-year contract from the Jets. As it turns out, he only gets a one-year deal. Now, sometimes that's on the player too, right? The player says, hey, you know what? I don't want to do a multi-year contract because, you know, if I have a good year, if I stay healthy, if I prove to be a leader, if we win seven or eight games, you know, when we won two or three games last year, that's going to mean I can hit the market again and get paid. So maybe that's Morgan's thinking here. I've been talking to him. Morgan's a good guy, great leader, gets the one-year deal. Looks like he'll start over George Fant. You, can, of course, can play left tackle if something happens to Mekhi Becton, who was a first-round pick last year. I think this is a good move for the Jets. I think, you know, people say, well, like, why would you want to play for the Jets instead of playing for a winner or a contender? And, you know, David, I mean, first of all, we should know this, that teams change all the time, going from contender to pretender, from non-contender, whatever. And it can happen quickly. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen with the New York Jets, but we do have to keep in mind a couple of things, right? Say, like, if he would have gone to Chicago, where apparently he would have replaced Charles Leno at left tackle, but he felt more comfortable at right tackle, right? And Charles Leno helped to replace him here. Say he goes to Chicago, you know, you're playing kind of a new position, even though, again, he played it for two games and changed last year. Again, he prefers right tackle. On top of that, from a family perspective, right, if his family, they just built a new home in the Northern Virginia area not even a year ago, right? So presumably his family is going to stay here. Well, Northern New Jersey is a lot easier to get home from, you know, on a day off on a Monday afternoon or after a victory on Sunday where you have 2 days off than Chicago. Not that Chicago is that far away, but we have to remember, especially guys with young children, that sometimes they're going to want to play where it's more convenient for them. So I think the combination here serves Morgan Moses fairly well, even though most people would say, well, ugh, the Jets, they're a mess. Why would you want to go there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these guys, they're just like every other human being. You know, I mean, we all know people who will do pretty much any job anywhere they need to for the right amount of money. And we all know people who are chasing their passion and their dream and only want to do what they want to do. And, you know, every person has their own individual motivations. I mean, another NFC East, former NFC East player, Jason Pierre-Paul, when it became evident that he wasn't in the future plans for the Giants, one of the places he really was eyeballing going was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because he had a child down there and he wanted to be near where his child was growing up and be able to be a part of that and be a more present father than he already was. And that's, you know, what he got. And that's kind of year to year, like especially this year with JPP in a contract year, that's something that we all talk about, is the fact that the reason he wanted to go to Tampa in the first place was because of this. Well, that hasn't changed. Like his, you know, his child hasn't moved or anything like that. So if JPP decides to play past this year, that's another motivating factor. A lot of people like to throw like state taxes in Florida that they're non-existent in the mix. I don't know how much that really, because I mean, start a foundation and your taxes are taken care of, essentially, is kind of the way that ends up working. But anyway, there are a lot of motivations. So, you know, whether Morgan Moses, you know, is going to the Jets because he thinks he can help make them a contender, whether it was about the money, you know, or maybe it was just they were the only team kind of willing to give him the 1 year, see how it goes deal. There's a lot of potential motivations. But either way, I mean, just you know, from all reports that I've gotten, I've never met the man. You know, you're the closest I think I'll probably get to meeting him. It, you know, seems like a good person. So I'm happy that he landed somewhere that he apparently at least feels comfortable enough to ink a deal for a year, and, you know, wish him nothing but success unless he's facing the Washington football team, in which case, you know, I hope he gets like 20 holding penalties and causes the team.
Well, the good news is for Morgan, the New York Jets, Jets are not on the schedule this year. But good luck, obviously, again, to Morgan there. I would say this just real quickly. This offense, I mean, again, we've discussed this, you know, because of the drafting of Sam Cosmi, obviously the signing of Charles Leno, the continuation with Cornelius Lucas, and letting both Christian and Moses go, as we've discussed, and, you know, as we had Randy Mueller on a couple of weeks ago, this is going to be a, you know, they talk about the quarterback competition, right? We're going to be watching this spot, especially the right tackle spot, hard in preseason and in training camp. It's a little harder for us at camp to see what goes on the right side because it's usually the furthest away from us, but it won't be hard in the preseason games to see who's winning that battle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Morgan Moses has a new home. We know, you know, we already knew the future of the Washington football team. And like you said, Chris, unless there's a postseason matchup in the future, the Jets and the Washington football team will not meet each other. How unique would that be, though, if Zach Wilson leads the New York Jets to the Super Bowl, this when Sam Darnold couldn't, to face the Washington football team? If you think that is a possibility, you could make a lot of money. If you want to put money on the Jets going to the Super Bowl, you can make a lot of money doing so if that comes true, by going to betonline.ag. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. For the record, I am not recommending you bet on the Jets to go to the Super Bowl, but if you wanted to, you could. Of course, you could also bet on baseball, which is in full swing. You could bet on the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, UFC, MMA action going on. Before the next contest, go over to betonline.ag. Check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to and through the playoffs. Head to that website, betonline.ag. Sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
All right, this is the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, along with David Harrison. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you with us back together for one episode this week. And then, you know, because again, it's the 4th of July week, we'll be separate for a couple of episodes and then we'll reconvene. And of course, we'll crank it back up as training camp opens and as we close in on the start of training camp. Don't forget, again, training camp this year for Washington will open in Richmond on Tuesday, July 27th. There will be no practice that day. Players will report conditioning tests, but you'll start to hear news and certainly some press conferences. And then Wednesday, July 28th, the 29th Thursday, the 30th Friday, and the 31st Saturday will be the four open practices in Richmond for fans that are in the area or planning on traveling to the capital of the Commonwealth to come and see the Washington football team. And then they will head back to team headquarters and we'll see how they do that in terms of fans. David, while we have an opportunity here, Pro Football Focus, listen, a lot of people don't like Pro Football Focus. I don't exactly know why. I don't always agree with them, but I mean, they watch more tape than you or I, and I'm not going to just completely shred them if they feel a certain way. And they did a top 50 list in the NFL, right? And whenever you come up with lists like this, there's always the chance that somebody is going to be annoyed. And in this particular case, maybe the Washington football team as a whole is annoyed, because on the top 50 list, which ends, by the way, with Dak Prescott, the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, there's no Washington football team players on the top 50. Joining the Philadelphia Eagles as the two NFC East teams with no representation on this list. Dallas, again, gets Prescott at 50. Zach Martin, their Pro Bowl guard, who was banged up last year and had to play some tackle as well, at 15. James Bradbury, a Ron Rivera disciple, cornerback draft, going from Carolina to the Giants. He gets in at number 47. What do you make of nobody on the Washington football team making the top 50?
I think it's essentially PFF's way of saying that they're going to force the Washington football team to prove to them that the hype is real. And it kind of goes back to everything we've been talking about, right? As soon as Dak Prescott was back with Dallas and everybody knew that he was coming back to the team, the division was just handed to the Dallas Cowboys. And you know, for whatever it's worth, even when the Dallas Cowboys, you know, absolutely, you know, suck and don't do anything for decades on end, they still bring a huge audience and their fans travel really well. So, you know, call it what it is. There's just a natural affinity. If you wear that star on your helmet, if you're a B player, you're getting a bump to B plus, A minus, you know, something like that. Because And you're right, Chris. Like, these guys watch a lot of film, and they watch more film than the average person does, watch more film than most people in the media do. Their grading scale is kind of a top secret formula, and that's what kind of frustrates people, is they don't really know how they're getting to the gradings they are. My issue with these types of lists, and like you said, it's everybody's going to find a problem with something, and it's a little bit nitpicky, right? But when we talk about the top 50 for 2021, it's about what they're coming into. And for Dak Prescott, you know, no offense to Dak Prescott, but we don't know what Dak Prescott is going to be in 2021, because coming off of a very terrible injury, and an injury that can significantly hinder someone who has his skill set and likes to play this game the way that he does. So if I was PFF, I wouldn't put Dak Prescott in the top 50 because of what has happened to him. But I think that if we were to sit down with somebody at PFF and say that's the reason why, they would say, well, but look at what he's done before, and we use that as a gauge for what he's going to do. Well, then I would ask you why Lamar Jackson's not on the list, a former MVP. You know what I mean? Like, that's can you not say the same thing? At least Lamar Jackson got out of last season healthy, right? So you could split those hairs, and I think that's really what we're doing here, splitting hairs. But even at least Chase Young not being on this list, like, Chase Young gets a lot of love nationally wise. But whether you believe that Washington football team is a potential playoff team in 2021 or not, Chase Young still usually sits near the top of a list for a lot of people. I know he didn't necessarily, you know, he didn't like break all the sack records and all that stuff, and some people were a little disappointed in the playoff performance or the, you know, in the lack of the stats. But watching him through Ohio State, I mean, you got to get deeper, and that's where you say these people watch a lot of film. You got to get deeper than the numbers, and we tell, you know, there's a lot of players out there in the NFL that make a huge impact on their team that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet. And Chase Young, when he's getting double or triple teamed by offenses, that is a huge impact that he is making on his opponent. That stands for something. That means something. That deserves some recognition, even though you're not going to see it in the stat sheet. So I think Chase Young may be the snub here. You could make an argument for some other players, but I think Chase Young is the biggest one that stands out here. And I think really it's just indicative of PFF essentially telling Washington football team, prove it to us, because we're not going to buy it just because everybody else is.
Right. Right, exactly. And I mean, obviously, Chase is the name that's going to stand out. You could certainly make an argument for Brandon Scherff, although I think that's fair that he's not in the top 50. That's just me. Remember, PFF is doing a list for every single position, not just the players you recognize, not just the players that are on your fantasy team, not just the players that play at the glory positions. They're talking about tackles and guards and, you know, all sorts of different things. And obviously pulling 32 teams to come up with, you know, 50 guys. Now, Trent Williams, former Washington football player, made it at number 24 for the San Francisco 49ers. I didn't have as much of a problem with, you know, again, Dak Prescott in there. Obviously, I realized before the injury, I understand where you're coming from. Certainly, I just kind of come to accept it. It was a little bit interesting on such a bad defense that Minnesota had two players back-to-back, 32 and 33 in Harrison Smith and Eric Kendricks. And while they might both be deserving, the defense stunk. I mean, the defense stunk. To be both on it and that high is a little bit surprising to me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, honestly, even like the New Orleans Saints have multiple defensive members, and their defense did get better, you know, but their defense was not exactly setting – the World on Fire. Both of the New Orleans Saints tackles made it onto the list. And I mean, like you said, you're ranking everybody. You're telling me that the Saints have two of the top 50 players bookending their offensive line. Like, so nobody should ever get sacked. Like, if that's really the case, then no Saints quarterback should ever get sacked off the edge.
Yeah, they are good. Yeah, nobody should say that they're not good. The question is whether they're that much better than let's take the argument this way. If not Chase Young, who else? Again, I mentioned Brandon Scherff. I'm fine with Brandon Scherff, but you know I'm a little bit harder on Brandon Scherff than just about everyone else, and maybe I'm too hard on him. I don't know. Is there anybody else that you think deserves to be on this list? I mean, what about William Jackson III? Now, he hadn't played in Washington, but certainly he was paid like he's one of the better corners in the NFL. Yeah. How about WJ3?
I mean, I wouldn't make the argument for Jackson as much as I would for Young, and then I think I would probably put Terry McLaurin in there.
Okay.
Terry is a little bit of a harder sell because you're talking about potential still, but again, if we're talking about 2021 and you want to talk about, you know, the history and you want to count the history, because again, that's the only way Dak Prescott makes this list, just because you only played four full games. So and it's not a slight towards him, but the only way Dak Prescott is on this list is if you're talking about what history shows you is going to happen in the future. Well, if you look at Terry McLaurin's history, what it's going to tell you about his future is that he's going to eventually become one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League. So why can't that become this year, where he's out running mates like Curtis Samuel, Adam Humphries, De'Ami Brown, and he's got a quarterback like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who is known for helping getting wide receivers some pretty big numbers. Like, why can't that be a guy that makes it in there? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I would say Terry McLaurin's probably the guy that I would argue the most out of the players left off of this list. I like William Jackson III. You know, the defensive lineman you could certainly make, but I mean, specifically with Chase Young, and I know we're basically circling back to that, the lowest ranking edge rusher on this list is Nick Bosa, and he's 27th. So 27th from 28 to 50, you don't have another edge rusher on this list. And edge rushers are some of the most impactful players on the football field. So even if it's not Chase Young, I feel like
that's a good point.
The gap between Nick Bosa and the next best edge rusher is not that far, you know, in my own opinion, personally. So even if it's not Chase, there should probably be another edge rusher on this list.
And here's the other thing, too. I mean, Bosa, right? He's coming off the torn ACL.
Yeah. I mean, another injury guy. Yeah.
I mean, we don't know. we don't know if he's going to be, you know, back to Nick Bosa again. I mean, or how long it's going to take to get back. Rankings like this certainly, again, can spur debate, and that's what they're about. Like a guy like, just for instance, I know I'm underselling him, John Johnson III, who came over from the Rams, you know, to the Cleveland Browns, and they paid a bunch of money. And I know he's graded very well, according to PFF, over a bunch of years. But, you know, look, when you're playing with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald, that helps you do your job better. Take him away from that, and then all of a sudden you kind of like wonder where he's at. And then a guy like, even, you know, Ronnie Stanley, right? The left tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, do we know if he's going to be the same player that he was before the injury? I mean, we don't know, right? I mean, same thing for your argument with Dak Prescott. I mean, ultimately, I would fully expect both Terry and Chase Young to be on this list next year. 50 is a hard cutoff at 32 teams and so many players. All right, real quickly, before we take our break, Ron Rivera also had something to say about his defensive line. He'll said, you know, look, there's nothing, you know, earth-shattering here. He just says, we'll see how it goes in terms of paying all these guys. He said, the one thing that we're fortunate about is right now we don't have a high-ticket, high-priced quarterback that we've got to worry about for the future. Now, eventually that may come about. We'll see what happens. We'll see if we can figure out how to handle that. But right now we're going to take it 1 year at a time, make sure we're putting as many of these great players around and keep them around. Now, he said the one, I guess, buzz item that he said, I think you've got to make sure the contracts are fair, first and foremost, for both sides. At the end of the day, if both people are griping about it and both people are happy about it, then you've got a fair contract. So, look, I think Ron is, and Washington is going to be in a really tough bind here, trying to get all four of these guys eventually done, plus everyone else, quarterback or no quarterback. And I've discussed this a bunch you know, in my various forums, I think the guy that's might be left out here, unless he has a monster year this year, is Daron Payne. We'll have more on that, obviously, as we go through. But first, guys, right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, you know what I had for breakfast on Sunday morning? I didn't cook. I had a Built Bar. That's right. I love my Built Bar, and so does David, and so will you. If you haven't tried a Built Bar yet, what are you waiting for? They have 9 delicious flavors: coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. Now, you might be wondering, well, what's so cool about that? Well, A, they're 100% covered in chocolate, soft, easy to chew. And in addition to those great flavors and the occasional limited time flavors, and they have plenty of those, they are really super duper, uber healthy for you. That's right. Most of them have 15 plus grams of protein, 130 to 160-ish calories per bar, 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams of net carbs. And if you have a hankering for a chocolate bar, telling you, you're not going to need anything more in your life than a Built Bar, because again, they taste great and they're good for you. So order today, get the mint brownie, that's David's favorite, peanut butter brownie, my favorite. Go to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at builtbar.com.
Today's episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, also brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you're ever going to need. And with society opening more and more every week, it seems, and if you're looking to go catch a Washington Football Team training camp, practice, preseason game, regular season game, you need to make sure that your car is ready to go. Don't wait until the day before to give it a test drive. Make sure your car is running well, and when you're doing so, why would you choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts at a chain store or a car dealership that you can get from rockauto.com? For example, a Honda Odyssey, if you're trying to take the family to the game, a fuel pump goes out. That fuel pump is going to cost you $353 from certain chain stores, but it's only going to cost you $216 at rockauto.com. That's nacho money. That's souvenir money. That's beer money if you have the fortunate ability to consume such a product. RockAuto.com not only is going to save you money, but also a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. They have everything you can need, including brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go to RockAuto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in there. How did you hear about us box? So they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Wrapping up today's episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, David Harrison and Chris Russell on Twitter at dHarrison82, at RussellMania621. Find the show at LockedWFTPod. Chris kind of mentioned it earlier. This is my only episode this week. Chris is doing me a solid favor, allowing me some family time before we get ramped up for training camp, preseason, regular season, covering the last two episodes for this week. Don't worry, guys. We know that our not being together as often as you would like is a hot-button topic for some of you. When training camp and the preseason gets spun up, that will all go away. Believe me, this is specifically for the offseason. This is kind of our time to take a little bit of downtime. But when we get back to the regular season, you're going to have each of us together for at least 4 episodes a week moving forward. So don't worry about that. You're getting a lot more of Chris and David together that you can react to. But Chris, we've been getting reactions from our listeners anyway all offseason long. We've got one more that we're going to hammer out right now before we send them into the rest of their Monday.
What up, my guys? Your favorite fan from Watts, Camion here. First off, happy Father's Day to the both of y'all. Here a little note. First off, Moses, if he does sign with the Jets, I wish him all the best. He was a good guy. Just didn't work out. Hey, our QB, I do think that in Ron's mind, he wants to push that it's an open competition, but yeah, it's Fitzpatrick's job to lose. I think he kind of messed up saying, oh, Fitzpatrick is QB1 going in, but, you know, he also said that, you know, he wanted to make sure that it is a competition. It's a competition. I think that's why he's pushing the competition thing. But all honesty, I think Fitzpatrick will have to do a lot to lose, not be the starter. Is probably a competition between Heineke and Kyle Allen, and with Kyle Allen not being Whale right now, Heinicke is going to be number two. As for Haskins, you know, I wish him all the best over there at Pittsburgh. I hope he does make it. You know, he was talented. He was just kind of an idiot, you know, doing dumb things. So I hope that works out for him. My last thing, Bill Barr. I know y'all submitted about the non-chocolate wine. Can you submit like maybe you know, the one of the limited time flavors, maybe have it coated in white chocolate, because in case you didn't know, white chocolate isn't really chocolate. So maybe like a caramel and white chocolate or something in white chocolate for limited time flavor. You know, let me know. Hey, love y'all, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. Always gonna listen, forever fan. Holla.
All right, David, that was a good voicemail. Always good to hear from our pal Camion. You know, he kind of had a couple of different things. I was most intrigued by the Bill Barr with white chocolate and caramel. Give me all the caramel I can handle. You know how I am with peanut butter. Caramel is another one of those. But listen, the quarterback battle will be fun. I just don't know if some of it's lip service. I mean, I know Ron's desperately trying to, you know, make this a real legitimate competition. I really think the battle comes down to who's the number two quarterback as opposed to the number one quarterback. But thank you, Camion, as always. David, that's going to do it for this episode. And like you said, for this particular week, and we will be back together again next week, and I'll have a couple of episodes coming out here before the 4th of July weekend. So all the best to you and your family as you refresh and recharge the batteries, and as we get you closer and closer to football season. Guys, get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, if you have a voicemail and you want to leave us a voicemail, you see, you get on the show, just dial 301-615-3577. That's 301-615-3577. Or if you want to email us, LockedWFTPod@gmail.com. That's LockedWFTPod@gmail.com. All right, for David Harrison, and happy 4th of July to David and his family, and to you if you're going to be in and out this week. I'll be back with a couple more episodes before then. This is the Locked On Washington Football Team Podcast.